what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is a man who is dressed head to toe in a look from Le Archive. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I wrote a lot of dick for these labels.
Le dick. Welcome. Hi, Ronnie. Hello. How are you doing? How you feeling?
Good. How's it going with you?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. Wonderful.
Oh, my God. There we go. It's a pause and a talk over. Okay. So we're starting this. Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I was so, so happy with the premiere of Real Housewives of Atlanta. We were texting each other while we were watching it last night, and we were like, oddly proud. I mean, it's weird. Yeah. Like, we have nothing to do with it. I was like, I'm happy for them. Like, I know them, you know, which of course I don't. But I was so proud that they had such a good first episode, because it's been a rough road. Okay.
It's been rough.
And they came back like brand new. I mean, it was like a brand new show.
It felt fresh. It felt amazing. I felt like this was the best Atlanta premiere in years. And because I was starting to be like, I was like, I really have not been enjoying Atlanta the past few seasons. And I was sort of being, I was wondering if there's something wrong with me. I was like, maybe I just have to change my mindset. But seeing this episode, I was, first of all, cracking up. I was cracking up in a way that like Real Housewives of New York would crack me up in its, you know, like in its peak, which was pretty much like its entire run. And then I was just like, the energy was there. That X factor was there. It reminded me of when Real Housewives of New Jersey pulled itself out of its muck and just like got itself together. And to me, like, the X factor was there. The chemistry was there. Everything was just so, so good.
Yeah, and it's been rough, I think, because they couldn't just lose Nene. It was like Nene leaves, then Nene comes back. Then Nene leaves, and Nene kind of comes back. And then they couldn't really just create the new show without Nene. You know, it's like last year she wasn't back at all, right? Was last year her first year where she wasn't back at all?
Was it last year? Everything sort of blends. But I think it's not just Nene.
Last year was the first full year, I believe, without Nene. And it was rough because it's always rough the first season. It's like any Housewives show is usually rough the first season, right? It's very rare that they're not. And it's like having a first season, like a start over. And it's like they could never really just do it. And they finally got that out of the way with last season. And this season, they're firing, they're going.
I don't think it's just a Nene thing. I think it was good to move on from Portia. I thought Portia was so great for so long, but I got the sense last season that she was doing her own thing, and if she wanted to drop by, she was going to drop by. That's something that plagues a lot of reality stars when they become really big and people really love them. You know, I sort of got that vibe from Portia, and honestly, you know, Cynthia, you know, I would sort of be like, oh, you know, I like Cynthia. She's nice. You know, I mean, we dog on her, but I like her. But now that she's gone, I was like, oh, shit. Like, ooh, we needed to get rid of Cynthia a long time ago, because there was no like downer person on the cast. Just everyone was there ready just to have fun and like mix it up. And Sonia was such a, like, she was just like perfect. Like, she just felt like she'd been there for 10 years already. She was great.
And I have to say, even Drew, I was so surprised that my reaction was like, oh my God, I'm glad they didn't get rid of Drew.
Yeah.
When I heard the cast announcement, I was like, Drew, you're keeping Drew. Why would you keep Drew? She was a disaster. But then after this one, I'm like, oh, now it's like the disaster works, you know?
Yeah.
It works perfectly.
They just have like some like someone who's just like at the bottom of the totem pole, who is just like, you know, like a clear, obvious grifter with her husband, and like just such a tryhard, and they just all shit on her. It's like, oh, yeah, she does have a role. She has a role of being the one that they just all just are like quiet Radzivill, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Because our first season was like, I'm a TV star, you know, and everybody knows I'm a celebrity. I'm huge. And this year, everybody's like, you're a loser. Shut up.
I know.
And I think quiet over there.
And I think like I was curious to see, you know, Marlo ascending to full time cast member after like doing 10 years of hard work as a friend of. I was like, is this going to really work? Does she have enough of a storyline? We never get to see it for her life. I thought she was great as a full time, you know, housewife. I thought that she fit it perfectly because she had that mix of full delusion and also hilarity that we just love to see.
Yes. And another thing that worried us is how the show starts, because it was the preview for the show. It was like the coming this season on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they're showing all these tweets, like they're showing the ladies read all the tweets and being like, oh, my God, Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back. Oh, it's so, everything's so tight-lipped on Real Housewives of Atlanta. What's going on? But it's the same three people that they show tweets from over and over again. Like, they didn't even bother to Photoshop that shit. And it was like, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Yeah. And also, there's been a lot of talk about how, you know, Candy, if Phaedra came back, Candy would leave. And I feel like there's been a vibe going on about, like, you know, Candy's got to go. She's controlling the filming, da 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 da. So I think I sort of came into it being like, you know, I love Candy, but maybe it is time for her to go. And I was like, no, like, it was great. Like, she doesn't have to go anywhere, you know?
I feel like even Candy came out to play more than normal. You know, there was something more like group energy about this, which I really liked.
Yeah.
So let's see, because they're all such huge divas. You know what I mean? Like, Candy's a diva in her own right. I don't mean like how she acts. I just mean like an actual diva. Like, she's huge. Yeah. And Kenya is such a diva. And Marlo is such a diva. Like, they're all so, and Sonia is such a diva. Like, already coming. Like, they're all total divas. And I like it. Like, I like them all working together as a group, even though they're divas, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Real Housewives of New York, it's nice that there finally is someone named Sonia in the Bravo universe, because that's the only way that Countess Luann pronounces Sonia's name on New York. Sonia. Sonia. So now we actually have a Sonia. So it opens up with Kenya. She is she's practicing her ballroom dancing for Dancing with the Stars with her dance partner Brandon and the rehearsal space, and so she's dancing around and everything, and you know, Kenya's like very excited to be on the show and that she's actually made it past like a week without getting voted off. So she's just like thrilled and living her life.
She's also completely in love with this dance instructor, which is hilarious to me. She's like, oh, ha, Brandon. Brandon Armstrong is my dancing partner, and I love everything about him. He's giving, he's kind, he's very handsome, and he definitely knows how to move his hips. I'm like, babe, he's like 20 years old. And then Brandon has her in this like ballroom move where he's in between her legs and he says, I'm praying for no fires. I was like, ouch. What a way to end up Kenya's flirting scene.
And they're like, show them like dancing and like rehearsing, and it goes like black and white to make it seem like there's some sort of sexual chemistry. And I'm like, I think he's just like ready to collect his paycheck and move on.
Yes, and be on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, I love that too. And so Marlo comes in a short little wig, and she's like, RZA was in the building, honey.
Yeah, and Candy's there too. And Marlo's like, I am Marlo Patrice Hampton from St. Petersburg, Florida. And the producer's like, there's no need to act brand new, Marlo. People already know who you are. And then we see like a flashback of her greatest hits. It's like, a boobadoobadoo, a boobadoobadoo. I thought your doormat should have been larger. You're miserable. Your earrings are a disaster. I wear designer every day. My toothbrush is designer. Candy, are you a lesbian?
And then it cuts back to her and she's like, I'm a legend. So then Kenya is like, well, I know that Brandon wants to talk to us ladies all day, but I'm not sharing him with you. Leave, child.
Like, okay. Yes.
So then Marlo's like, so love his hair. Beautiful hair. She's like, I guess it's better than my edges. And Kenny goes, how are your edges, by the way?
Yeah, because Marlo, she got like hair transplants. And she and Drew both went to the doctor and got hair transplants for their edges. And so then Marlo starts showing off her edges and they play like some song that's like, when your edges won't grow and you can't hide them no more. I was like, what? This? They are just starting this season off and like, they're just going for it. They're just like, let's just have fun.
Yeah, get your edges back today. So Kenya is she's like, wow, you know, Brandon, he's my dance instructor, and like sometimes we'll just talk for like hours, like he's just such a good person. And Candy's like, you're crushing on this guy then? And she's like, come on.
Meanwhile, he's like married. So Kenya's like, hey, where's the guy that you were dating, Marlo? And Marlo's like, oh, yeah, well, I was talking to a guy on the phone, but like, it's not love. I mean, I don't even know what he does for a living, but it's fine. It's fine. And Kenya's like, well, people don't know what you do, which is true. And Marlo's like, oh, yeah, well, you guys have to come by La Archive, at which point I like properly lost my mind. I want to thank our very supportive Facebook group, Watch What Crap Is Live and Loving It, because there was a thread there, and I believe it was Jillian who was like, Ben, as a former French club president, must have been dying at it being called Le Archive instead of L'Archive. And I was like, I kept on stopping it and turning to Dom and be like, it's ridiculous. It's supposed to be L'Archive, not Le Archive. And so when it was actually finally addressed later in the show, I had such a sense of relief. I was like, oh my God, this really is an amazing season premiere. They're even calling out the Le Archive thing.
And we see Marlo, they show us a clip of Marlo planning her Le Archive event, and she's like, I want a mannequin like this, and she just like squats and spreads her legs, and she's like, with her legs out, and then I want one like this, and it's like arms in different directions with like an ankle behind her head. It's like, and like that. It's like, oh my God, this guy's got a lot of work to do with these mannequins. And he's like, yeah, and we're gonna hire a string quartet. She's like, love that.
I know, because she's going to have a gala to celebrate Le Archive, which is kind of funny because like, I'm like, does she know what a gala is, really? Because it's basically a cocktail party that she has. So, yeah, she's like, Le Archive rents out exclusively to movies, television productions, and celebrity clients. And then we see it's like her with like Tammy Roman from like The Real World and like a billion other like reality TV shows, like renting out stuff to her and everything. And I'm like, I don't know if Marlo is really going to be able to compete with like Rent the Runway, etc. But I appreciate her trying.
Yeah, I saw Tammy and I was like, there's no way Tammy's paying $2,500 to wear this dress for a day. Sorry. I'm sorry. But you know, Tammy would be like, I'm not paying that. Okay. And not because she's cheap, because she's smart. Okay?
Yeah.
Tammy's not going to pay that. So Marlo tells us her dream is for L'Archive to be in the credits of movies. And they're like, Marlo, please give us a break. Like, no one even knows where you get your damn money, Marlo, which I loved. I just love that. It's like, okay, Marlo's going to be full time. She's finally going to admit to being a whore. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to admit to being a prostitute or she can't come, right? So they're all instantly on her ass about it. And she's like, come on, guys. You know that I dated a billionaire. So, like, I have investments, I have properties. I'm like, oh, cut it out now. Nobody saves the money like you're still driving Phantoms. So where's that money coming from?
Yeah, that's basically they're like, yeah, you're wearing like, you're walking around with like at least $10,000 worth of clothes on. Like, you're really finding a way to make that money last, you know? So they're just like joking about like money doesn't last forever. And then we see cut to outside this rehearsal space, and it's the shot that's supposed to be like, ooh, who's walking in? But it's this really weird angle of like, it's basically Sheree from the neck down to her thigh. It's like this weird torso, just a torso in athleisure, just walking to the camera.
Right. And it never pans up. It was so weird. It's like, is this shot for her fanny pack around her, like her chest? Like, what is this?
Yeah, like normally you just do it like you take the shot from behind. You're like, oh, here comes someone. We don't see their face. But they're like, no, we're just going to focus sort of on her chests and vagina. Mm-hmm. And so, and then we hear in the background, like, Sheree's greatest hits. We hear, like, hell to the na 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 na.
You're on YouTube talking about my wig. Fucking Sheree. Goose, that was so fucking funny. You're on YouTube talking about my wig. And they're all cut together really fast. And Kenya, back, you know, inside, Kenya's like, money didn't last forever. I mean, you dated a billionaire 20 years ago, Marlo. And Sheree's like, this is my kind of conversation. So everybody's like hugging and laughing.
Yeah.
And Sheree goes, I'm back again.
Yeah, and Kenya's like, Sheree, where have you been? Girl, where is Tyrone? And Sheree's like, Tyrone's at home. She's at home, and everyone's like clapping for her and everything. And she basically says, like, you know, she's like, no, Tyrone's been around for a while. And, you know, I put in so much time with this guy and gave him all of me and all of my heart. And I sat idle for many, many years for Tyrone. And I owe it to myself to see where it goes and how it goes. And if love conquers all, I'm like, he's still not with you though. He's still up. Oh, he's paroled in Philadelphia. But like, what are you doing down in Atlanta? Go up to Philadelphia then.
She's on a TV show. What do you mean? What are you doing here? And I just thought the choice of words was so weird. Like, I put in some time with this guy. Yeah, he put in some time too. Okay, yeah. He put in some time too. So then we see a FaceTime clip of Sheree FaceTiming him. We see a clip of Sheree FaceTiming him. And they're like being sexy on FaceTime. And I think it is hard once you start a relationship like that. I don't even necessarily mean with somebody in prison. I just mean like a phone conversation. It is hard to get used to like seeing that person. Like part of the fun of it is not having to actually see you. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Is knowing that this is basically something that lives in the phone, and then you just, it's not like real. And now it's actually becoming real for Sheree.
Yeah. So let's see. Kenya's like, oh my God, what was the sex like? And she's like, well, I'll just say it was quick. It was quick. It was very quick sex. And they all crack up.
They're like, yeah.
And she tells us, the Kenya Moore I met years ago, she was a mean girl. However, when she had Brooklyn, she became a better person in a good way. Because that bitch was evil. Evil.
So Sheree is saying that she and Tyrone are practicing abstinence right now. I'm like, yeah, well, you're also in different cities. But and the girls are like, what? They're all in shock. And Sheree is like, I just want to make sure he's the same person out of prison than he is in prison. I'm like, well, that will be a challenge. I mean, that's going to, you know, that's when you date someone in prison, that will be something you have to think about amongst many other things.
So then, Valentine's Day, I would get a cigarette in the mail and a little note written in soap. So I just want to make sure that romance is still there before I start putting out again.
He's not asking me to hide a shiv in his shoebox greeting cards anymore. So I just want to make sure our relationship dynamic is the same.
I brought him a cupcake and he bit into it without checking for the razor. So I just want to make sure that he hasn't changed too much.
So Sheree's like, well, I feel like I'm on the hot seat. So Kenya, what about you? Do you have any love connections? And guess what? Kenya is not fully divorced yet. I'm like, oh, please tell me this storyline is not going to continue for another season, because I really can't deal with it. And she says that she and Mark and Brooklyn went on a family vacation in June. I'm like, this will never end for us.
I know. And she's like, and he hasn't seen Brooklyn since. And we could be divorced, but he's just not going away. He is going away on vacation with you. Okay. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, I'm done. I'm done with him. I'm completely done with him. Which, you know, I mean, went on vacation. So Marlo's like, well, you look happy. You seem happy. I mean, you're jumping up and down when you see Sheree. I mean, keep doing what you're doing. So, okay, let's ask Candy some questions. What's up with you and Todd? Are you really happy with him? And Candy's like, well, we don't really fuck that much. She's like, I mean, I have a dildo line, so who needs him, really?
Yeah, she's basically like, well, we get into bed and turn on the TV. And then, you know, sometimes sleep takes over. I just love, by the way, this scene is so hilarious because it's just like, these are the storylines for the season. Enjoy. It's like, they're like, what about you? What's going on in your life? I'm not having sex. What about you? I am dating someone who's out of jail. And what about you? I'm not divorced yet. I'm like, okay, here we go.
I like it, and I also like it because they're not pretending that they're real friends. Like, yeah. They're just like, hey, we work together. It's good to see you. We're finally doing another season, you know? Yeah. They're not doing this nonsense of like, oh my God, we actually see each other 5 times a week, you know?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we hear very fancy music because we go to like an estate, and then all of a sudden it's interrupted with alarm clocks, and it's Marlo's house, and she's waking up her nephews. And it was very exciting to see Marlo with like a title card. It was like Marlo. I was like, oh my God, like our sweet little Marlo has finally made it. She graduated.
Yeah. Violins, Fendi, statues, diamond antlers. And she's like, get out of bed. Screaming at the kids to get up. And so the producer is like, well, what is a Munty? And she's like, a Munty is like an auntie, but like a mom, but only funner. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, this scene is also like, we could also just say it's the scene where Marlo like asks the nephews if they brush their teeth 20 times. Have you brushed your teeth yet? Have you brushed your teeth? Did you brush your teeth? Have you brushed? Hey, time to brush your teeth. Did you brush your teeth? Brushing your teeth? I'm making eggs. You brush your teeth?
She's like, my sister's incarcerated, so I've got my nephews. It's a lot on me. It means a lot of making sure people have brushed their teeth. So she thought it was going to be like a week that they would stay with her, but it's been years. And she's like, you know, and now it's like, get up at 6 a.m, take your vitamins, put some oil on those dreads. She's like, my life has changed overnight. Really? Yeah. Did.
She's still struggling with the eggs, though. We see her like making some eggs and trying to flip them, and like her omelet gets all in, like it all gets broken up and everything. And she's like, William, did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your teeth before this omelet? No. Okay.
She's like, cash at me $10.99 for breakfast. And he's like, by the way, can I have some money? So she goes, do you want some fruit? And the kid's like, no. She goes, okay, just have an apple then. He's like, that's a fruit.
Okay. God, my life has changed so much. Learning so many things with these kids.
Having to share garage door openers with the kids.
Yeah.
So then Drew drives around with her terrible husband. Okay, terrible. Oh God, Drew drives around with her terrible husband, Ralph. Wow. And they're really going to try. You think, wow, look at them trying with this, like, we're a new couple energy for their first episode. And that lasts for about 1 second. Okay.
These two are the jankiest con artists. I mean, we see a lot of con artists on The Real Housewives, and these two are so bad at it. I mean, Drew is a professional actress. She has to be a better con artist, okay? Because they are, first, they're trying to convince us that everything is happy and wonderful. Ralph has that big fake smile on his face, and Drew's like laughing. And the whole episode, they are like pushing, I want to say pyramid schemes, but they are not as advanced to build like a structure like a pyramid. They're just like Lego tower schemes or something. Like, these two are so ridiculous, but like you said, like, hilarious. I'm like cracking up at them thinking that they were going to pull a fast one on everyone in this cast and the audience.
So they're going to go work out, right, with Sonia, who's the new lady. So they're on their way to the gym. And she's like, we're going to be a dynamic. Oh, no. He's like, we're going to be a dynamic duo today, babe, because, you know, I'm an athlete. And she's like, well, I mean, I was an athlete, too, in high school. And he's like, well, I mean, I played football at Rutgers. So, you know.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to the producers asking her. So, wait, he played for Rutgers? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll call him. So, babe, what was your position at Rutgers? And he's like, a receiver. But, you know, I didn't play. I was just, you know, I was on the team, but I never played. And she's like, you never played? He's like, yeah, but I was on the team for 2 years. And she goes, okay, you're on camera, so you need to say less.
Okay. She's like, remember, we are going to be doing a scene later where we talk about how you had endorsements in college and had like game-winning touchdowns, so just stop. I also like, also Drew was like, when they asked her about the position, she's like, I just don't know, I'm a girl, I don't know. I'm like, okay, Drew, all right, like, this is not how you start your season off. So they get to the gym. And they're hugging Sonia and her husband. Her husband's name is Aaron. His name is Aaron Ross, but they all call him Ross. So they're hugging them, which is funny to know that Drew and Ralph are coming to this gym trying to act like they are like athletes when you have an Olympian and a Super Bowl winning wide receiver, you know, that they're about to work out with. So,
yeah.
So Drew is like, you know, I really want to she said that she wants Sonia and Aaron to train for Drop It with Drew, which is a new program to help people lose hundreds of pounds. I'm like, Where does Drew Sidora have any qualifications? I would choose All In with Teddy before Drew Sidora doing to help people lose hundreds of pounds. Like, this isn't even like a you lose 20 pounds. This is like a you have, you know, like you have an obesity issue and you're going to lose hundreds of pounds. What? I'm just like, she is already just so like, she is just gonna she's yeah, gonna get it this season.
You can't just do that. Yeah, you can't. And it's to see it's her second season, so that's a season where people come out with their business, right? It's yeah. like what are you gonna sell? Because you have to sell something if you're a housewife, right? And this is her plan. Okay, so she's like, well, we provide workouts, and the whole point of it is that I'm not perfect, you know. I'm a woman who's trying to lose weight, you know, and it's in Florida, it's here, it's there, it's literally nationwide. I'm like, let me guess, you have an office in Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in,
let me guess.
She's like, it's in Atlanta, Chicago, Florida. I'm like, that's three locations. That's not nationwide. Those are like, you're from Chicago, you live in Atlanta. Like, just because you have a box at the UPS store does not mean you're a nationwide business. And your husband's
always going to Florida with that
count. Tampa.
So they do the workout thing, you know, and Drew's like, well, I could have gone to the Olympics, you know, I was a track star in high school. Ding. God, she is such an asshole. I love that she didn't try and be better this year. She's just like, no, this is, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, she took the energy from that like white elephant party that she like fucked up, and she's like, no, I'm just gonna live in that energy and make that my second season vibe. So
yeah.
So yeah, she runs against Sonia, who like, you can just see that Sonia is basically just like, it's like a stroll for her. And she still just like zooms right past Drew. Drew is huffing and puffing and trying so hard. And Sonia just like casually just zips across the room and back.
Yes.
And Sonia's like, I'm the fastest American woman to ever win the 400 meters. I'm a 4-time Olympic gold medalist. And the producer's like, well, I thought you won 3 gold and a bronze. She's like, no, 4 gold. And we don't talk about the bronze, okay?
Yeah, she's like, I don't talk about the bronze. So then there's like wacky working out stuff, and Drew tries to do some squats. And Sonia's like, yeah, I was expecting them to kill it in the gym, but how can we drop it with Drew if Drew can't drop into a squat? And I was like, okay, you fit in. You're great.
You fit in. You're so. And then when. And then at one point, there's like that exercise when there's like a rope ladder on the floor, and you have to sort of do like fast toe movements through it, you know? And like Drew's sort of like doing it so slowly. She finally goes through the ladder, and Sonia goes, you did something, Drew. You did something.
Yeah. So Drew and Ralph are that couple that it's like they're the Amanda and Kyle of this show, in that they're the couple who's always dragging everybody into their relationship. Every time you're around them, it's about their relationship drama, right? So mm-hmm. She is immediately like, well, I'm so glad to meet you because you're about to be our village. Because, you know, I just didn't know marriage was going to be so much work. I mean, we almost divorced last year. And Sonia just nods like, oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
You're that yeah. girl? Drew's like, yeah, Sonia's like, okay, great. And meanwhile, Aaron and Ralph are like, being like broing out, and they're like throwing a football back and forth. They're like standing 2 feet away from each other throwing a football. Like, you guys can talk. You don't have to throw a football the 18 inches it takes to get from one hand to the next hand, okay? And so they're talking too, and and Drew, by the way, tells us, she says, you know, Ralph and I are still working through Tampa, and then there's new problems, and as long as he continues to show up in marriage counseling and want to make it better, I'm willing to stay committed. I'm like, if there are new problems, does he really want to make it better? I'm not so sure about that.
Right. So then Ralph is telling the other husband, he's like, so, you know, I'm writing this book about how to be a stepfather. And, you know, of course, I mean, if I'm going to write a book, I need an assistant to help me write the book. So, you know, I brought in this woman, and it's like, oh, no, of course. You brought in a hot woman as your right. assistant. Like, really? Why don't you bring a fucking editor in? You need an editor or a ghostwriter. You don't need an assistant to type. Okay.
And
no, you don't.
You don't need an assistant to type. You also, like, does America need to hear Ralph Pittman's views on how to be a better stepfather? I mean, there was some nice scenes last season with the kid, but like, honestly, these two just trying to position themselves as authorities in these areas is like, it's like so awful and hilarious.
So he's complaining about his wife, right? And he's like, so I get this assistant. And of course, Drew goes off. Of course. So then back to Drew. Drew's like, well, you know, I see these messages on his phone. Like, if you want, I can give you a massage. Like, how is that business? And Sonya's like, no, girl. No. She's no. Like, mm.
So Drew says she packed up her kids and went back to Chicago. And then on top of that, Ralph told Drew that if she ever comes between him and his dreams, he would pick his dreams. I'm like, is writing this book about being a better stepfather your dream? Because I don't know if you saw this, but your stepchild just went to another city.
Yeah, I know. You're going to choose your dream about writing a book about being a stepfather that you won't have. If she leaves you, you fucking idiot.
Over
and
your
Drew's
stepson.
Laughing about it. She's laughing. She's like, ha, 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 isn't that hilarious? And Sonia's like, he said that? Wow.
Sonia is like mortified. She's mortified for Drew's sake, and she's mortified, like, I can't believe this is the vessel that I have to come onto the housewives with. Like, this is the path in is through Drew Sidora.
Right. So then back to Ralph. He's like, and I said, you know, she said, you know, you don't have to fire your assistant, but if you don't, your life is going to be a living hell. And Drew's like, are you guys talking about me? He goes, just about how happy we are. And she's like, we're happy, right? Because we're happy. Ugh.
God, Sonya and Aaron are like
miserable. It's miserable pair.
They're so terrible. Oh God. So then we go over to Kenya's house where her kid is there, Brooklyn, and it's like they're hanging out in the kitchen and stuff. And Kenya's just like talking about Brooklyn, saying like she is like charming and direct, huh? And then a lady in this like big red sort of like sheer this big sort of red dress shows up at Kenya's door, and she actually, I thought what was funny is that this woman looked remarkably like Cynthia. So I thought that was like kind of a funny gag, like like Cynthia's gone, so we're gonna get a Cynthia-esque person to come to show up and with an invitation from Marlo.
This beautiful model in this big poofy dress, and then she's like, hello, and then she opens a MacBook and she's like, please watch this invitation from Marlo. It's like, Marlo, you're like, having, you're doing a Karen Huger, first of all. You're pulling a Karen Huger, and you're having this poor lady open a fucking MacBook. Hilarious. And so, and also, Marlo taped herself doing this invitation with the computer on a table, like a low table. Yes. So it's like looking up at her. It's like a terrible, you don't even have a Ring cam for your phone.
No.
Like, come on, Marlo.
Because, like, if you're going to do, like, a video invitation, but you want to, like, also show off how like, wealthy you are and, you know, money is no object, I think you just give every woman an iPad, right? And it comes loaded with the video. But she's like, no, here is this. This is on loan from the Apple store. Here we're going to press play. So she's like, hello, this is Marlo Hampton, your favorite fashion maven. And I'm fortunately inviting you out to my fashion exhibit at my showroom, Le Archive. The Archive has had a lot of amazing garments that I've collected over 20 years, and you guys are from all over the world, so please come dress in your best black tie attire. I look forward to seeing you there. The Archive!
So it shows all the ladies getting them and reacting to it. And Kenya tells the model, okay, so I need you to tell Marlo this when you go back to her. Tell her to spend a little more money, plan a little ahead, and do it a little more grand. I need more.
I love Kenya giving notes to the model as if the model is ever going to see Marlo Hampton ever again.
And she goes, it missed the mark. I mean, that's a very decent criticism, right? And the model's like, I do not need to be shat on, okay? It's 90 degrees out here, and I've already gone to 5 homes dressed like this, okay, lady?
You know how long it took me to learn, like, command option escape or whatever. So then now we go over to Sonya's house. It's like her first at home scene, and she's talking about how she's been in Atlanta for a year because she was there commentating for the Olympics, and then they decided to move there permanently, and her mom and dad moved in with them, and they're doing like a whole kitchen renovation, and her parents are from Jamaican, and her dad has a very, very thick accent, which I really loved. But it was, and it was so I was like trying to follow along. I was like, I cannot understand this.
It was so funny because the captions were all off. Like they just put gibberish as the captions because you can't understand him. He'll be like, yeah, but then the food man or whatever. And they're just putting kind of gibberish in the captions.
Like a patois. Yeah.
So funny. And in true Real Housewives fashion, they're remodeling their kitchen and do not have countertops. So no. I can't wait to see that story. We love a good countertop story on this show.
We really do. So they have, their storyline is basically they have a daughter and he wants another daughter.
No, they have
a son. Oh, I'm sorry. They have a son and he wants a daughter. He wants another child. And she's open to it, but not really, because the first kid, she felt like he really checked out and she's afraid that he's going to check out again.
And the son's name is Deuce. And I love that now on the show, we have an ace and a deuce.
Okay. I know. Will there be a Trey?
There could be Trey's a Trey. Next. Trey and Quat, the next kids. So then basically they're telling the kid, they're doing it through the kid, which also I love some passive aggression through your children. She's like, wow, are you glad to be alone? As a child, do you want a sister? And he's like, no, I want a dog. And the husband's like, well, but wouldn't you be happy if you had a sister? I mean, your mom is happy. She has a sister. And she's like, I don't want this to break us, honey. And he's like, but not having one could also break us. Have you thought of that? I was like, geez, you two. You're going deep for your first scene.
Then we go over to Drew's house. And Drew is like, they're like getting ready for something. Drew and Ralph are there with their assistants, Anthony and Shante, I think it was. And so they're doing some stuff
they're making juice shots.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're going to be doing a tasting for this healthy plan that they're doing. So Drew's like, oh, do you want a shot? This is cucumber. This one's really good. And Ralph's like, yeah, you have to shake it before you drink it. God, doesn't even know how to fake taking a shot. She doesn't even know how to fake, like, she takes this stuff every day. And Drew's like, well, we're doing this, guys, because we want opinions on the food, because Sonia's an Olympian and Candy has restaurants. So I just want to make sure that, you know, this gives the taste. This really needs to bring the taste. I can't wait for them to taste this cucumber juice. Tastiest cucumber juice.
So Sonia shows up. And Drew was like, welcome to the Pittman Palace. I was like, no, you do not get to coin your house that. Like, she was trying so hard to, like enter themselves into Housewives lore. But, like, Pittman Palace into, like, your generic McMansion is just not going to fly.
Chateau Charest, madame.
You're no Chateau Charest. You're no Moore Manor or Lake Bailey. You're just, like, a house right next to another house, like, 2 feet away from another house. You do not get that.
So then Candy comes over, and they're all doing these shots, and Candy's face, that she has to be here, A, and that she has to do these vegetable shots, is hilarious, because Candy does not fake it, you know? She's just, like, giving the shots this look like, oh,
well, I mean, no, because they give, like, a real, but they're giving them real shots when they walk in, because Drew's like, I have a little shot for you, I know you don't drink, but get into it, and Candy gives her these eyes like, what the fuck? I don't drink. Why are you giving me this shot right now? And she's like, are you serious right now? And then this assistant, Anthony, who is like, I'm on TV and I'm going to make a splash. This is my moment. He goes, honey, it's good to be. It's a good, healthy life. I can't even. It's so fast.
He goes, like, honey, you know, honey, it's a good. Yeah, okay. You wrote it all down too. I had to rewind three times to get it.
I got myself whipped up in a frenzy. Okay. He's like, honey, it's a good, healthy libation, honey, to keep your taste buds moving and your hips grooving, Miss Legendary Burris. And Kenny's like,
And he answers, okay. Yes, yes. And Drew's like, this is Anthony, my try at a Real Housewives of Atlanta gay. Because we were just saying, like, we really miss the gays of Atlanta, you know? And here comes Drew trying to have her own. And it's like, no.
No. I know. This guy.
No. Just, no to the thirst. No and to also, the thirst.
And on top of that, yeah, Candy totally smells the thirst. Because when he's like, Miss Legendary, yes, honey. Because he calls her honey like 5 times. And she's like, okay, honey. Because, you know, she's thinking, you don't know me like that. You don't get to call me honey. You can't do your, like, you can't do, like, the whole gay thing and think I'm just going to be won over by you. I see right through you. You're a kiss ass.
And so Drew goes, this is Anthony. And he goes, it's a pleasure to meet you too, honey. It's like, oh, God, you're insufferable. Okay. You're already insufferable. And then we see later that he becomes a storyline in the show, yeah, which is hilarious. Yes. So then Candy's like, well, you know, Sonya's cool. We shared the same hairstylist. So we've had some good times together. Candy, not even willing to fake it. She's like, yeah. I mean, I guess I've seen her. Like, I don't know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Drew tells them, so as you know, Candy, I was working through stuff last year and I was body shamed. Dun, dun, dun.
And then it's a flashback of the reunion of Kenya saying, well, I know you were having some body issues. And I said, listen, if you want to bring Spanx, you can bring Spanx. She's like, I have a diagnosis called endometriosis, where tissue is growing up my abdomen. So then Drew talks about she had a hysterectomy. And since she was having the hysterectomy, she got the mommy makeover too. And she goes, you know, and to maintain my health, I did drop it with Drew and I lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks. I'm like, oh God, like, you're already such a bad liar. And now you're just making, you're just doing just big, like, I'm almost like, you know what? God bless. I love that you're just going for it, which is wild, wild lies.
Yes, you're such a fucking liar, Camille, okay? 3 weeks, you're 4 feet tall, okay? First of all, that just did not happen. So then they put on the screen before and after pictures. She looks exactly the same in these pictures, okay? Yeah. And then on the bottom it says, 10 pounds in 3 weeks. I was like, oh, okay. So now it's 25 pounds in 3 weeks.
And Candy goes, I mean, she got the mommy makeover, but you're still thick, honey. And so... and Sonya's like, I feel like she's not keeping it 100% with us. Like, there's, you sort of get the feeling like Sonya and Candy know sort of like real success. And they just see, you can just sort of see them looking at Drew as this try hard. And you just can see them just like barely masking their contempt. It's so, I love that kind of dynamic on The Housewives.
Well, I loved it because it was, Drew is shrouding everything in victimhood, because when you shroud something in victimhood, no one can question it, right? Like, I have a disease. I had the mommy makeover because of the hysterectomy. So I lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks. So she's just made herself bulletproof, like socially bulletproof. You can't tell somebody they haven't lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks when they've just used all of those terms and body shaming in what, like, yeah. You're not supposed to say anything, you know? It's like, let people have their delusions. And Sonya and Candy are like, no, she's fucking lying. There's no yeah. way.
So they serve up they're now tasting the meal plan, and it's in one of those meal plan like Tupperware things where it's like sectioned. And so in one section is shrimp and the other is like some green. And that's it. It was like
there's three plain shrimp sitting in this big empty thing.
Empty. Like, not even like a leaf of lettuce as a garnish. It's just like a sad three shrimp. And then like three, I don't remember what the vegetable even was, but I was just like, this is the saddest meal plan I have ever seen.
It's pathetic. And she's saying, and this stuff comes already done. Everything's already made. Then why do you have a chef in the kitchen cooking it? Like, you're not doing that. This is, you're full of it, lady. So Candy goes,
I'm sorry.
It's good. She's like, yeah. It's good.
Did you notice they were also drinking some sort of protein shake out of champagne flutes? I was like, yeah. I can't.
So Sonya's like, okay, well, she dropped a bomb on me in the gym, so I've got to follow up. We're allowed to talk about this, right? Because you told me about Ralph's assistant and she wasn't respecting the queen. And Candy's like, what?
Candy's face is like, and so Drew tells Candy the whole story, and Candy's like, bitch, please. And Drew's like, yeah, and he said he fired her or whatever. And the Candy's like, you know, sometimes you can be like, am I tripping? Is this like me? Is it me who's overreacting? But no, ma'am. No, this was not you tripping.
Yeah. So then Ralph walks in. Drew's like, well, and I said, you can keep her if you want to. And then we hear garage door. And Ralph comes in through the garage door. You know those alarms that announce every door that's opening. So he's like, hey, so I guess I can understand what you're talking about. And Candy's like, were you eavesdropping or something? Hello, the man has cameras in the house. You guys know this from last season. He's been sitting in the garage watching his creepy sliver wall of all
that's
of you guys.
That's exactly
talking.
What I was going to say. That's exactly what I was like. This guy has like, his personality is surveillance. Okay. Like, of course it was eavesdropping. So he's like, what's the story here, babe? What version are you giving, huh? And he's like trying to do like a fake smile, but also like nervous and everything. And Sonya's like, well, with this assistant, I mean, if she's making your wife uncomfortable, that's the problem, right? And Ralph goes, okay, well, guess what? We have two counselors and they can understand the situation. Like, oh, so two counselors understand the situation, but you're probably also feeding the counselors your bullshit side of it. Like, who cares if the counselors understand it?
If you're going to counselors who are saying, wow, you got a thought from Instagram to come, quote unquote, edit your book, and that's totally acceptable. Bullshit. Who are these counselors? I don't even believe that you're going to therapy. I don't even believe it. This is such bullshit. Therapy. And it's such a weird storyline that they're doing this. It's like, wow, our shitty marriage got us another season on the show. Let's just make it shittier. Because they don't even, this even seems to be a lie to me, because Candy's like, well, what's the situation? So she wants to give you a massage. And he goes, I mean, come on. I mean, my back was hurting. Candy goes, I don't care if your back was hurting. He's like, but she knew my back was bad. So she offered to hire me a massage therapist.
Yeah, and then he goes, I mean, if she really wanted to shoot her shot, she could have, basically. And Kenny's like, well, what was your reply? And he goes, I didn't pick up the phone. I mean, it was like a throwaway. My reply was like, I mean, look, my back was really hurting, and she was like, get a massage. I mean, I mean, like, this guy could not have sounded more guilty if he tried. Like, at least come up with a story, sir.
And Drew goes, well, tell the truth, because she said, she told you should let me come give you a massage. And Drew's like, Ralph said, I said, I'm a guy, and you know, we don't listen to advice, we don't listen to that stuff. And so Drew starts cracking up. She's like, I'm a guy. And then she said, well, now you know for next time. And Candy's like, she goes, now let's come on, we all know how this goes. She's letting you know that if you decide that you're going to cheat on your wife, then you can, basically. Yeah. Right. And so Candy goes, what was her name again? And he goes, assistant.
It's just
then,
like,
then yeah. Drew says, I don't even know her name, to be honest. This is where I'm like, okay, this is bullshit. You don't know her name. You didn't go to this girl's Instagram. Why is this even sounding like a lie from you?
It does sound like a lie, because if something happens where she will be so angry enough that she's going to drive off to Chicago, like, how could she get angry enough to drive off to Chicago, but not angry enough to be like, who is this person? You know, like, not to look up the name. But then against Drew, she's like, not very smart. So then, I mean, the whole thing is like, I'm shocked that Ralph is so bad at covering up his tracks, and that he's so clunky that he doesn't know how to like diffuse the situation. Like, what sort of cheater are you? You don't even know how to say, oh, it was a mistake, and I would never do it again. I mean, even Jax can do that on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, God. Yeah, this couple's a disaster. It's your fake book, your fake diet program, your fake weight loss, your fake affair. Like, what's going on? So, and you're still watching people from your garage. I mean, so then we go to Sheree, who's getting ready for Marlo's thing. And they're, like, giving each other shit on the phone, you know? Marlo's like, bring your sexy ass, but don't wear Sheree, all right? None of that. This is fancy.
Yeah. And Marlo's like, she's like, I'm setting my thing up real nice, okay? It's going to be, like, New York, Paris style, whatever that means. And so then Marlo shows up at the venue for, like, her glam squad. And she's just in a big fur hat, just in her hat. And she tells her staff that she wants to do two looks for this gala. And she's like, you know, me doing this event is to get the fashion industry talking, okay? I'm like, yes, I'm sure everyone in Milan and, you know, Tokyo and New York and Paris, they're all going to stop what they're doing and be like, wait, something's happening in a ballroom in Atlanta.
Now, everybody gives Marlo shit in this episode for this event. I thought it was very well done. I mean, you walk in, it's all these gorgeous clothes. She did have all the mannequins posed in crazy ways, and they were all like kind of in a straight line all the way to the back of the room. I thought it looked really cool. And then there's like a string quartet playing. And so everybody starts arriving.
I did not. To me, it looked like this was like an event where Marla was like, oh, I've seen something like this on TV, so I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to do it in that style. It was weird. It was like the mannequins. I didn't have a problem with the mannequins being lined up, although the J-Lo dress, which is one of the most famous ones, she had that one like crouched down on the floor, which was weird. But like it was bright in there. And I know it's a reality show taping, so they need lighting, but it still was bright in there. There was no decor. It was like, it was very... It looked like the old hotel that it was. It didn't feel like a fashion event. And there was a gala, but there was no tables or meals. It was like, it was just classic Marlo.
So they, you know, Candy is like, how did she get J-Lo's dress? You know, and she's like, she spent money. I mean, this space is not cheap. But like, what are we going for? What is this? Like, what is this exactly? So Marlo comes in and hugs everybody. And then Sheree meets Ralph and Drew. And it's hilarious. So she goes, so, hello. Sheree's talking in that high voice where she hates you. And she has no problem showing you that she hates you. So she's like, oh, hello. Well, I've heard so much about you guys. And Ralph's like, well, I hope only good things. And she's like, yes, of course.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Marlo is still up and she's 90 minutes late to the event at this point, and she's still in hair and makeup. And she's like, can we take a little break, guys? They're like, no, because they're like, oh, my God, we're so late. So then they're talking about Kenya, and they're like, yeah, Kenya, did you hear about Kenya? She was cut from Dancing with the Stars last night. And they cut to Kenya in the plane being like,
Kenya recording herself on her phone just sobbing. That's the end.
Yeah. And then Drew is so shady. Drew goes, wow, I mean, she showed up and, you know, to get on there every week and always being in the bottom two. Wow, she really got far.
Well, the rumors were at the time that this was filming was that they made her leave Dancing with the Stars because she had to do this show. Like, she can't do both things at one time. So
that's definitely,
I thought that was interesting. So then, so Candy's like, well, you'll like her, Sonia. Like, well, at least I think she's cool. Other people might be able to tell you different, right, Drew? And Drew's like, but she came for me. You know, I'm just here for love. I'm here for peace.
I don't want any drama whatsoever.
Right. So then Kenya comes in looking amazing.
Amazing. God. But there's this guy like lurking around at the party, and he, like, some of these people are like trying so hard to be very fashionable, and they're just like, it's like they just found whatever they could in the thrift store and just piled it on top. He was wearing these like 3D glasses, but it's like his head was like in a balaclava, and then he had like this big jacket, but it had fur trim, but like a man purse in the front, and he's like walking in behind Kenya, and I was like, oh my God, this is like Atlanta events can be so hilarious. I forget.
Well, it's also like a Project Runway season starting where they're like, I'm in fashion, so I'm wearing a glove on my head. I'm like, okay.
It's so true.
So then, let's see here. So Drew is like, well, last year me and Kenya didn't really hit it off, but I'm not going to say she's the enemy. I'm just going to keep a close watch because I'm mature. High road.
Yeah,
you're gonna get eaten alive, but have fun. It's gonna be fun watching this.
So Kenya comes in and she meets Sonia, and Kenya's like, is it Sonia or Sanya? And she's like, oh, I was looking for food. I thought there'd be some dinner in here. I guess not. She's like, where's the food? Where's the decor? Honey, you rent out at a ballroom with no ball.
Candy goes, there's hors d'oeuvres. And Sheree goes, I haven't seen hors d'oeuvres. I'm just going to say that right now.
And then, of course, you know, my favorite moment, as I mentioned earlier, was Kenya's like, I mean, she spends all this money because it's a Paris thing, but like Le Archive, it's not even spelled correctly. And Sonia's like, I know, it should be L apostrophe E. I was like, tears were coming down my eyes. I was like, I feel so heard right now.
And Sonya's like, you can't just switch the name, honey. You've got to you can't just do whatever you want. Okay, there's rules. Yeah. There's word rules. Okay. So then Drew and Kenya. So Kenya goes to the bar to get a drink, and Drew comes up, and she's like, "How are you?" "Oh, I know, Kenya. I know you got kicked off." But Kenya's like, "Yeah, I'm just beaten down a bit." She goes, "I know. So, look, I just wanted to talk to you because it really bothers me that we didn't connect for whatever reason." And Kenya's like, and just takes a drink and looks at her like, is there an apology coming? Because I don't have all night, lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Kenya's like, well, I'm willing to start over. And Kenya's nose like, ugh, you know, like feuding with Drew. It's like, I could do so much better. I'm not going to bother with this year. You know, like my brand is better than that. So Kenya's like, you know, I'm here at Marlo's event. I didn't even bring my drum line this time. And if I can make amends with Marlo, I can definitely make nice with Drew, because honestly, it wasn't that deep.
So Drew's like, you didn't delete my number, did you? And Kenny goes, I don't think I ever saved it.
I missed that.
So it's 9 p.m. and then 9:30, and Marlo finally comes in. You know, she's wearing this pink feather outfit. And so they start immediately questioning her. They're like, so are these pieces yours? Yeah, Beyonce had that bag in 2006. Okay.
Yeah, that's Foxy Brown's belt. And Candy's like, Marlo is renting out her clothes. I'm 5'3 and Marlo is 6'10. So if I try to wear one of her dresses, I would look like Blaze trying to wear one of mine.
Well, this was my first gown I bought in Paris. My card was at its limit, so I said, can I pay for half today and for half tomorrow? Like, I love that Marlo is talking about her glamorous life when she, like, introduced installment plans in Paris.
Yeah. And she's like, and then she, like, tells us, you know what it is when you think of L'Archive? It's like borrowing from your best friend's closet. But, like, bitch, you're not getting it for free. You have to pay daily. I'm like, what sort of business is this where, like, You're going to rent out clothes, but basically there's only one size, right?
It's so funny. And she's like, it's only for the industry. So Drew says, well, how does this work? I mean, like, could I rent that? And she goes, when was your last gig? Are you still in the industry?
And everyone's like, oh. And she's like, oh, I'm just joking. And she's like, check the resume, honey. I'm like, yes, I think we all have, Drew.
I am doing it right now. IMDb Drew Sidora. Because she's like, yeah, you better check the IMDb. I'm current. Let's see. Filmography. TV movie 2022. Oh. Line Sisters, it's called. And then before that, her last credit was 2020. Influence. White People Money. And Just a Friend from 2019. So, yeah, okay. she works once a year. Yeah.
She's in more movies than I am. That's for sure.
That's for damn sure. Me too.
Yeah. So then Marla's just, she was just joking. And so Sonia's like, so are there just like no more fashions? I thought this would be like a fashion show. And then Candy goes, that's what you get for thinking.
So let's see. So then Marla goes to change into a different outfit.
Yeah. After right? like being in that first outfit for like all of like 2 minutes at her party.
Yeah, she goes to change. So she tells us she spent $40,000, but she's going to make it back on this party. I mean, listen, there's A-listers here. Did you see the guy wearing a poodle on his head? Okay. She's like, I'm making at least $120,000 off of this.
Look, Kim D from the Posh Boutique, she's here. I mean, this is a who's who of fashion movers and shakers.
And Kenya's like, I mean, this misses the mark. I have vision, okay? The mannequins don't even have wigs.
Yeah. And so then Drew's like just talking with Sheree. Oh, and then, so then anyway, Marlo comes down with her second look, and it's like this reddish thing with like dots on it. It looks like she's peeking over the top of a shower stall. Like, is someone there? You know?
It looks crazy. And Sheree's like, child, what does she have on? She looks like the candy my grandma used to give me to stay quiet in church.
They do a side by side of Marla with those like strawberry candy wrappers. It was so true. So Marlo's like, thank you, Atlanta, for coming out so I can tell you about La Archive. Growing up as a little girl in St. Petersburg, Florida, I never thought I'd go to Paris and pay with installment plans, but I did. And when I went, I was able to purchase fashions. And at the end of the day, I'm known for making money somehow, not specifically how, and dressing. My girls will tell you that I like old money. Ha 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 ha.
Kenny goes,
nope, we can't tell you that.
And my note is, that story is missing a few old man dicks. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you can't have an autobiography just like, yes, everybody knows me from being a little girl from St. Petersburg who suddenly was buying ball gowns in Paris.
Yeah.
So then Kenya's like, yeah, I don't think that we'll ever know how Marlo makes her money, but she might go on some dates and maybe, you know, there's like some money exchanged for those dates. I didn't say sex, but perhaps money is exchange work. And now it's just like Marlo's a whore. Like, that's it. Yeah. We're going with it and that's it.
She's just, yeah. They're like, she drives a Ford Escort.
Because,
okay,
girl. No, didn't Candy say she's still driving Phantoms and stuff?
No, I'm making a joke with the word escort, Ronnie. Oh,
so, yeah, I'm still on this whole Marlo.
What, you're not like down with some
Marlo.
You're not down with some good Ford Escort humor? Wow.
yeah, so go ahead.
No, so Marlo is basically, she's like very excited. She's like, the number one black blog in the world is here. And so then Sheree and Sonia decide to go over to talk to Marlo and basically just like just whip shit up. So Candy's looking at, as they go over there, Candy's looking at Marlo's dress and she's like, well, I do like that dress though. And Candy goes, I just think the dress should never wear you.
So then Sheree and Sonia go up to Marlo. And Sonia's like, so listen, the girls are like, where's the seating? Where are the fashion people walking? Like, why aren't there models? And Marlo's like, listen, it's Paris. It's supposed to be quiet. There's a violin. I mean, don't be shocked that they don't know about it. They wouldn't. And Sheree's like, well, Kenya said, where's the money coming from? And she's like, well, where's your money from, Kenya? You were in a hotel with a white refrigerator, and now look at you. I'm like, But doesn't that show that Kenya's like, legitimately worked like a boss since the beginning? I mean, again, not a good Marlo read,
also,
you know.
Also funny that that Sonia is being like, wow, people are saying like, where's the fashion, like where's the food, where's this? I'm like, Sonia, you are one of those people. She's acting as if she didn't say any of those things also.
Yes, because Sonia's like, hi, I'm on this show. I've decided to team up with Sheree and just tattletale on everybody and bring them down and then laugh my ass off about it. So she's like, well, you'd better ask her when she was driving her Issa Rae Range Rover, okay?
Yeah. And then Marlo's like,
Lisa Rae.
Lisa Rae edition. So talk about insecure. So Marlo is like, I was like, I'm not gonna correct him just because it's not worth it. But
I misspelled it, but I was like, wait, Issa Rae's Range Rover.
That's actually pretty cool if she's driving Issa Rae's Range Rover. So Marlo's like, she's like, you know what? Kenya will never support me or compliment me. Like, no matter what she says bad about me, she has been like the worst. Like, she's always like, your new money. Well, like, how about this? You get your house pressure washed, okay? My money is archive money. These girls aren't used to couture. They're big girls.
Oh, my God. So then Candy is talking with Drew and Kenya, and she's like, okay, well, I want to talk about... I can tell Kenya about your husband cheating on you blatantly, right? So her husband got a new assistant, and Kenya's like, is he attractive? Or is she attractive? And she's like, yeah, she has a really nice ass. So Candy went on Instagram, and she's like, how did you find her on Instagram? She goes, well, I went to his tags, and he had tagged a picture of her, so I found the picture, and then I went to her. I mean, this guy, he's tagging her and shit on Instagram, too? He's the worst.
Truly. And so the assistant had posted on Instagram, to whom it may concern, if I want to, I will. Sincerely, a bitch that will, if she wants to. I'm like, wow, that was a great burn, assistant. Too bad you're not writing that novel anymore with Ralph. Love those bon mots.
Completely natural choice to help write a novel, right?
Yeah. And so it turns out that when this woman wrote that, It was right at the same time that they were talking about it at Drew's house. And so Candy is like, well, how would she know that we're having this conversation? So it's like clear that Ralph went and like talked to her and that they're still in communication.
And Drew's like, he said he fired her, but he's actually telling her our business. It is a complete betrayal. It's like, you didn't even know this girl's name, you idiot. Like, keep tabs. Keep some tabs here.
I know. Dum dum. So Marlo comes over and she's like, I am so disappointed for you to come over and to say that I like this was supposed to be fabulous. I thought it was going to be Paris. I mean, I copied this from Paris, from London, pressure washer house.
So, and Kenny's like, are you addressing this to me? She's like, if you fucking said it, I am. She's like, why are you cursing at me, Marlo? That's my favorite Kenya move, to just insult somebody, drag them through the mud, and then say, please don't curse at me. Cursing is really the lowest of the low. Please don't curse.
Why are you so mad? Why are you so angry? So Marlo's like, well, I'm pissed and I'm disappointed in her. And every time I've had an event, you were the one to talk about it. And she's like, well, we all talk about this stuff. And Candy's like, well, I believe I did say everyone said a little something, you know? You know, and Drew's like, yeah, we were all asking each other, like, what's going on? And so Marlo goes, Drew, listen. I wouldn't expect you to understand this. I'm appalled at the money girls, the girls who are well traveled. She's like, go back to your room.
She goes, wow. She goes, wow. And Sonia's like, well, I said we have questions. And then Marla turns to Drew and she goes, I mean, you have a French roll, Drew. A French roll. And then it shows Drew's hairdo, like side by side with a croissant or something. And she's like, I mean, I haven't seen a French roll in 20 years, Drew.
She's like, you know what? Take a number and tell everybody what it is so I can read everybody one by one by one. And Kenya's like, well, you got to learn how to read first. And she goes, well, you're the reader. I just go below the belt.
Yeah, she's like, okay, you're the reader, bitch. She goes, please don't curse at me, Marlo. So Kenya's like, yeah, she needs to save her money for a new label to ship your FedEx clothes from eBay. LeBay by Marlo. And then they do like a LeBay commercial for Marlo. I'm here for you to ship all of your clothing needs. I wrote a lot of dicks for these pieces.
So Marlo's like, Miss Burris, what do you have to say to this black sister you love so much? And Candy's like, well, first of all, I said I love the fashion, and I'm telling you what I was curious about. Like, how does it work? How do you make money off of it? And she's like, well, it's 25% of the retail per day, max 7 days. And she's like, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, it just cost me like a Birkin bag to put it all out.
Yeah, so she's doing the math, and they're like putting all these numbers on the screen. She's like, it's 25% of retail per day. Max is 7 days. So if it's $10,000, I need $2,500 for it per day. Candy's like, a day? You know, like her voice is like squeaking. And Marla's like, come on, you've got it. You're not going to live forever. And she's like, okay, you're not going to make me feel crazy because I'm wondering where all this money comes from to do any of this. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
And so she's like, she claims to save money from a billionaire that she dated a decade ago. Like, she must be better with money than me because this sounds crazy.
Yeah. So then Kenya's like, so Marlo, how are your boys? Are they in private school? And so Marlo goes, did you go to private school? Oh, you're so smart. Hey, how about you, Candy? Did you go to private school? She's like, no, I went to public. And how about you? Did you go to private school? No, I went to public. And she goes to Drew. She goes, what about you, Drew? And Drew's like, well, I went to public and private. And Trey just goes, oh, Lord.
And Marlo goes, yeah, look, you're not as successful. See? So she's like, okay, you can just sit here and relax and hate and do what you do, ladies. And then she like walks off. And then Sheree, of course, is like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
You just happened.
So good. Wow. I was like cracking up. I'm so happy. I hope this is like a sign of what's to come this season, because the energy was really great, I thought.
Yeah, fun show. Glad it's back. And we're also getting the return of Beverly Hills next week. So it's going to be a fun month over here.
Lots of TV to watch. Well, thanks everyone for being here and listening. And we will catch you on the next episode, okay?
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches. It's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tammy.